Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Senate Bill 9 comes to you as a summer study on flooded lands in the northeast part of our state. Senator Simmons supplied a video and took us on a trip up there, and they really have a major problem up there. Senate Bill 9 comes to you because in statute, it never defines clearly permanent flooded water. And so that's what you see before you today, is that the question was with or without permission. And that's very important in this bill, because in the Senate, somebody tried to take out with or without, and it made a problem, because even though game fishing parks may declare this public water on a private piece of land because of their right to do that, you still have a problem with insurance. Now, you can a person could come on your land and say, can I have permission to go fish on your land? And he doesn't have the right to give you permission or not to give you permission. But what happens in it, it could evolve into a court case where they put you on the stand and say, yes, he gave me permission to do that. So this eliminates that. And there are certain provisions that take place with fences, things that have been submerged in the waters that the owner is just cannot remove by himself, and probably game fishing parks can't remove it. So it limits the liability to the owner of the property underneath the water, is what this statute does. And with that, that's about it, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Thiessen is here also with me, that we went through the statute step by step, and I want to refer to you that it came out of the Senate on a 27-6 basis when it came out of the Senate. So with that, Mr. Chairman, if you allow me, I'll turn this over to Mr. Thiessen, if you permit that.
Sounds like a winner.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I guess I will speak for myself, because I'm not really lobbying on this bill. I don't have a client that I'm representing on behalf of this legislation. This was really more of a matter where I saw this bill, and from the perspective of liability and insurance coverage, I looked at it. I had some questions about it at that point in time, and Senator Drews and I, or Drew and I, visited about it, and when Senator Vitter told me what he was attempting to do with the bill, we went to the chapter together and started walking through the existing law and discovered that the bill probably didn't accomplish an appropriate protection for the landowner the way it was originally drawn. So I don't really have an interest on behalf of a client, but since this is a chapter of the code that I've been into on several occasions, both when I was the Chief Deputy Attorney General for the state and on other occasions on behalf of the Associated School Boards, because this chapter has different protections against liability for school districts, counties, things like that, I was familiar with the chapter. So we began looking at it in careful detail, and the way the bill was originally drafted, I had a concern that it actually would have depleted some of the protection against liability for landowners where someone had come on their land hunting with permission. So it has been redrawn, and I think carefully so, to ensure that there is some added level of protection against liability for those who own this kind of property and for whom people are coming on their land to hunt. I agree with Senator Vitter that it's important that it retain the language with or without permission, because there are people coming on the properties to hunt with or without permission on many occasions. Please understand that if there is gross negligence on the part of the landowner, if they are willful or wanton in their misconduct, that there would still be liability for the landowner in that situation. Also, please understand that for attractive nuisances, in other words, if you have some object there that would attract children, that too will remain a point of liability for the landowner. So this really is not a clean sweep of liability for the landowner. It still will maintain some protection for the situation where a landowner is grossly negligent or willfully and wantonly disregard the rights of others. It also deals with the situation where people are there under a charge. 20-19-16 deals with that. If there is a charge or any consideration to the owner or to the party in control of the land, then that depletes their limit of liability. So I think that the bill still preserves liability against landowners where they've been willfully and wantonly negligent, where there has been an attractive nuisance for children to come onto the property and be injured. Otherwise, I think it provides an appropriate protection for those whose property is being used for recreational outdoor purposes. I'd be happy to answer any questions if there are any.
Thank you. We'll just take the rest of the proponents. If there are there any other proponents, then we'll go to questions.
Morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. I'm John Cooper, the Secretary for Game, Fish, and Parks, and I'll be brief because I think almost all the points that I had would be redundant. I think Mr. Teason and Senator Vitter are right on point. I think recreational users should not have a cause of action against anybody who's involved with having flooded land over the top of private property, and we worked with the committee on the other side to perfect this language, and I think we've pretty well captured it. So with that, I would just support the bill.
Thank you. Any other proponents? If not, let's take a break and ask the committee if there's any questions for the proponents at this time. Any questions from the committee for proponents? Are there any opponents to the bill? Are there any opponents to Senate Bill 9? Hearing none, we're going to open it to committee discussion and or action. But one comment first. Anybody here that, you know, and I forget to mention it earlier, that intends to testify on this bill or any other bill, I'd sure as the world appreciate it for the Secretary's sake, if nothing else. We need it for the minutes if you'd sign the register and you know, indicate how you intend to testify. But it's now open to committee discussion and or action.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Hansen.
This bill, as you have heard testimony on, came from our area up there, but it does apply to all other areas of flooding. I guess basically what the bill does is any land that has been flooded, if you left a car body out there, a machinery, or you got a fence that's under the water, it takes you away from the liability of that. It's just a common sense bill. So in that regard, I'll do pass motion.
Move do pass, seconded by Representative Van Gerpen. Any discussion on the motion? Representative Roden.
I think it was covered vaguely, but the with or without permission, am I right that if it's flooded land, you don't need permission to be on there? So that's the reason for the with.
That's to clear that up. Any other discussion on the bill? If not, it's been moved and seconded to pass, and the Secretary will call a roll, and as your name is called, answer appropriately whether or not you're an affirmative or negative.
Bradford.
Aye.
Frisley.
Aye.
Hansen.
Aye.
Hargan.
Aye.
Holbeck.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Koche.
Aye.
Roden.
Aye.
Sixtet.
Aye.
Van Gerpen.
Aye.
Lentz.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried 12-0.
Mr. Chair.
Representative
Holbeck. Consent calendar on this one.
Move consent.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Consent.